year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your soldier. Shouting.
Solutions, love puts on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, many, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't a thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing got my last name. Yeah,
like Ric Flair, woo! Welcome, motherfucker. God damn it, it's Sunday. What's the fucking day? The 26th? I'm crunk, drunk, and disorderly. CDD, god damn it. Woo! You hard. This is a 100-proof. That's an episode. God damn it, I'm crunk. Come to
him. Episode. Shit. Welcome on to 100 Proof Radio. This is Shaki and GL. 100 Proof Radio podcast, episode 21.
21 weeks, nigga.
We legal.
We legal.
We legal.
We going still to the strip club after the show. Throw some of this motherfucking tax money. I am crunk.
Ain't no good strippers gonna be there.
Shit, you crazy. It's tax time, baby. I stay
they
5 minutes.
They got tax money. They ain't on the pole.
Yeah, well, some stripper, you know, got tax money.
Well, that's right. They got to claim something, don't they?
They claiming something. They got to claim that pussy.
That's right. They got to have some way to ring up tips, right?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to my scribbles that listen to the show. Do y'all got income tax? Can you claim some?
I don't know. Maybe a tax write-off all them bikini tops and shit that we having.
How many dicks you had in your ass? I guess, yeah.
Oh, that's expensive. Hey, man, you don't think I'm joking? You want to smell something smell good, strippers be smelling good.
Yes. Yes, have you? Let me tell you. This is a true story. Remember that time, I think we was, what I said, Sweetness, leave me alone. Now, I ain't like her, you know that.
Yeah.
But she always smells sweet. She, I remember, I'll never forget it. She sat in my lap, and I swear she left strawberry jizzle all on my pants. I said, this bitch bleeding on me. I don't know where she got that strawberry jizzle from, but she was sweet. Smelled sweet. That's a true story. My dick was hard in the club and all that good stuff. But anyway, I sent some script club stories. We got plenty of them.
We got plenty of them.
Was you with me tonight? This is our show. We talk about what the fuck we wanted to. Was you with me tonight that the script was dancing on stage and the dude burnt on the ass with a cigarette?
I don't know if I was there. I know you told me about it.
She was shaking her ass. She was shaking real hard. He put a fucking cigarette out on her butt. That's a butt on a butt.
I don't know if I remember that. I don't think I was there on that one.
That was a good one, though. She hollered damn music cut off. When I see they beat his ass, they beat him down like Rodney King. They beat him to sleep. They beat his ass. I'm for real. She said, just imagine what I'm talking about. You know how she got her ass up. He was drunk as hell. He was smoking a black and mild. I guess she wasn't shaking hard enough. He put it out on her ass. She fell off the stage. That shit was funny as hell.
Nah, I don't know if I remember that.
I don't know. Maybe it might want to creep mode night.
Hey,
my bad.
You know you do that sometimes. It disappeared on your ass.
Disappeared on. But anyway, good way to start off the show. Good way to start off the show.
Man, how was your weekend, man?
Weekend was good. I'm in this little Madden league. Shout out to all the Madden players out there. Shout out to Sam, in his Showtime league. I mean, I got to the Super Bowl and lost the motherfucking championship for the money. I didn't go to sleep that night. I was hurt about it. Tyler Girls didn't do right. But shout out to all the people that's in the league that's listening to the show. But besides that, I've been at work. Working real hard. Delivering everybody fucking packages. I can tell you. Look at you. Look at you. You look good, boy. I can tell what time it is. It's Christmas time, man.
It's Christmas time, man. It's Black Man Christmas.
It's the Black Man Christmas. Because I have delivered so many happy people. I just think this is the most happiest I done seen my black people this year. I thought about it. They always say February is Black History Month.
Right.
And it's because it's tax time.
Right.
I used to think it was because Martin Luther King got his ass beat. But no. It's because niggas get taxes and mostly white people hate tax time because they always paying back.
They gotta pay.
They gotta pay back. So, Merry Christmas to all you Negroes that's out there. Hey, I only got $61 back, but it's all good.
You don't need no tax break no way.
Yes, I do.
GL or Dan Republican. Don't let him tell y'all nothing different. You know, he on his Illuminati initiation now.
Yeah, you might be right. We're not gonna go there. But the Postman Chronicles been pretty cool, man. All I've been delivering is Foot Locker boxes and Fashion Nova, like I told you last week. That's all. It ain't nothing. I got chased by a Chihuahua.
I was just about to say I was talking to you a couple of days ago. And you have to phone me real quick about some dogs over here.
Yeah.
What happened, man?
I sprayed my first dog. It was a little chihuahua. I knew he wasn't going to bite me. But I just had to make – I said, let me see if this pepper spray really worked. That dog ran up on the truck. I skeeted the shit out of him. Ah! I said, damn, that's fucked up. It was a little dog. So, you know, I knew it wasn't going to bite me. But I want to see that – hey.
Did it work?
I was saying that shit worked. It worked.
You sprayed the whole cannon out.
And I swear to God, it come out red. I said, anything that's shooting out red ain't never good. Think about it. When a bitch on a beard, red, that ain't good. You know, stop sign, red, you got to stop. You know, stop like, ain't nothing red good. Nothing red. Blood, that means you bleeding, you hurt. Come on, man. Hey, nothing that's red is good. You know what I'm telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth,
though, man. I sprayed the hell out of that. Now, that's some real. I'm going to have to get you a can with it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to have to get you a can with it, man. It's good. It works real, real good.
I don't need no spray for no dogs. I like dog bitches. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I gotta keep them around. I spray the dog bitches, they go somewhere.
It work on people too.
I bet it do.
I know it do. Because I was scared to touch my eye after I sprayed.
Your hand was already burning.
Yeah, hand was burning. I said, this shit really fucking worked.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. There's a lot going on, man, this week. A whole lot going on. So much stuff that we don't even be able to get it all on the show.
Yeah.
So we got to pick and choose a little bit. Whatever. First thing we thought of was what we went with. Jill, I didn't know much about this. You're gonna have to kind of lead this one. What happened with Corey Holcomb? That's a comedian that some of y'all don't know. Real, how would you describe Corey Holcomb?
Fat, black, and ugly.
There you go.
He's fat dude, chunky. He's my personal favorite comedian. I honestly can't say I don't buy his style, but
he influenced you.
He influenced me. Me and him, or he and I, as the white people would say. You know what I'm saying? Like, are in the same gist of coming. I base the shit I say like he, because he will say anything,
right,
and I will
right.
say anything.
Y'all cut from the same cloth.
So yes, what happened was, to whoever don't know this, it's a black girl that's on Wildin' Out.
Okay.
You know the Nick Cannon TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
She took a picture, butt naked, with her 5-year-old son, and he said, "I ain't gonna read all the tweets." Long story short is, Y'all the ones fucking up these little boys' mind taking naked pictures with your 5-year-old son. He said, "If it would be a problem if I took a picture naked with my 5-year-old dog. So it shouldn't be right that you take one with your 5-year-old son."
I agree, man. It's messing these kids' heads up.
Yeah.
Mess their heads up, man. That I seen the picture you showed it to me. I don't think that was art. And the person... The photographer should have known better than that.
He took the money.
I don't know whose idea it was, but somebody should have told the other one that is not right.
Yeah, because she's sitting on him. Because think about it. He is sitting in her lap.
Straddled.
Yeah. So if the little 5-year-old didn't get hard, it's going to poke her in the navel or something.
Right.
Because you know, at five, I was watching Flick.
But I am saying it wasn't art, man. I didn't see nothing. It was, I ain't gonna overreact and say it was child porn, but it wasn't art.
It's not art, right?
I mean, I seen pictures where this woman took a picture with her son or daughter with a titty out. She was breastfeeding. They did it, you know, the kid wasn't naked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Her titty nipple wasn't showing, but I could see that being art.
Maybe that's art. Saying that's life.
That's life. You know, the nipple wasn't showing, and the baby was fully clothed. You know what I'm saying? The mother's titty was out, but, I mean, I get that. But ain't nothing, there was no art value to, you know, a naked woman and her child straddling her.
So you wouldn't take no picture with your daughter butt naked?
No. Absolutely not.
She had Jordans on, so she wasn't complete. He had the same pair of Jordans on. That's how you know. I said, that's when we black people, I hate to say it like that, but when we niggas get money, we think of some strange shit, like getting tattoos on your face. That's just weird shit to me. You know what I mean? Like,
Let me tell you something, Gio, man. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Everything just goes in circles. You know, I know you said that was just an example about tattoos on your face, man. These white folks been on that a long time. None of these biker people, you know what I'm saying? They've been on that a long time. We just be copying them, believe it or not.
You're right, but the thing is about when you're white, though, you can still get a job. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe.
Because half the people that with tattoos on their face, they Uncle Willie own the goddamn grocery store.
You're right.
You don't own shit. You know what, Uncle Burke.
Now I know what you mean.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying, though, but... With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, don't take pictures naked of your fucking kids and you naked with them. Because, first of all, when a kid get in high school, what's the first thing that dude going to do? He gets to joking with somebody. Look, you fucking your mama on a picture on the internet.
Right.
You butt naked.
Especially nowadays. That shit don't go away.
It don't go away.
It definitely don't go away. All right, man. What we got next? GL, man. Shaq versus JaVale McGee. you know, we got female listeners, so I'll try to give y'all a short background real quick. Shaquille O'Neal, a basketball player, has
Shaq.
Yeah, you know Shaq. You know what I'm saying? He had one of his segments on one of the TV shows he's on called Shaq and the Food. And basically, it just showed highlights of NBA players doing dumb shit and during the game, whether they traveling or falling down or the ball bounce off their head.
Hit him in the face.
You know what I'm saying?
Miss
a dunk, you know, something like that. But since it came out, what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe even longer than that. It's been a while. Probably about 5 years
since ago. Since he retired.
And he has this one player named JaVale McGee who on there like every week for something stupid.
Something dumb.
Like legit doing something stupid. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like Shaq making it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He just stay on there that hard. You know, after a little while, you realize that this dude keep doing dumb shit. So you probably going to be watching him a little hard.
Yeah.
Because he don't disappoint. You know what I'm saying? So apparently, you know what I'm saying, he heard about it. JaVale McGee hurt.
But quit doing dumb shit then.
You can't help it. You're a dumb player.
It's just like a bitch. Bitch, if you don't, quit doing dumb shit. I'm going to talk about you if you keep doing dumb stuff. You can't keep on goddamn locking your keys in the car after a while. You stupid.
So... He finally had enough after Shaq didn't, you know, put him on that show every damn week just about, you know, and he started tweeting because, you know, one, and we'll get to this later, you know what I'm saying, on beef and Twitter fingers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got the Twitter fingers going. And he said, he told Shaq, get my nuts out your mouth and eat a dick. And Shaq responded, don't act like you a G. I'll smack the shit out of your bum ass.
You
the one be looking stupid with your dumb ass. You know, Shaq don't give a damn, man.
What he gonna do, whoop?
He ain't finna whoop Shaq. he ain't finna whoop Shaq's poop.
Nah.
So, you know, I don't really care nothing about it. It's funny until the other players start trying to take up a JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
Come on, Kevin Durant. You trying to do anything to get them from talking about you and Westbrook.
Exactly.
You trying to do anything to get the focus off you.
He fake, too.
You think KD fake?
KD fake. Let me tell you something. First of all, Shaqie, me and you pop.
True.
If a motherfucker keep joking on you because you doing dumb shit, I'm not going to rescue you. I'm going to tell your dumb ass, quit doing dumb shit.
Take your face out the mush.
Yeah. And you're a millionaire. Damn, sure. I don't give a damn. I ain't defending you.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's what I was going to say next. I just have a problem with them rushing to his aid, like he, like his ego hurt, and he needs to, you know, come on, man. You grown-ass man, and you still, words still hurting you, sticks and stones, words. Yeah. Come on, man. You a millionaire. And what somebody writing about you or putting on a show, you butthurt about it. Come on. To the point where people coming to your aid. KD, you got money. He got money. Not your money, but yeah, he got money.
He got money.
Leave him, let him fight his own battle.
Yeah.
Smart ass man. Or if you that mad about it, see Shaq.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you got access. Walk up to his ass.
Yeah. You know what? Man. Yeah, every Sunday.
Yeah, you know what Shaq is. He ain't going nowhere. He's going to write it on Twitter, man. Get out of here.
You fucking can't miss him.
Can't miss him, man. Let me see real quick. Who else tried to help him? I know that the Warriors, that's the team that JaVale McGee plays for, they reached out to Shaq to try to get him to stop.
Yeah. I don't think Shaq's going to stop either.
He shouldn't.
Quit doing dumb shit. I don't blame Shaq. I'm going to keep on talking about it. Keep anything dumb going out here in the world, I'm talking about it. I don't give a damn.
It came out in 2011. He's been talking about JaVale McGee. Or was that 6 years?
6 years.
We're talking about for 6 years now.
Woo, that's crazy. That's crazy. For y'all who don't know, though, let me tell y'all this. I put it on my page, though. The number 215-383-5878. You can call in. You ain't got to say your name. You can talk about the person we were talking about taking naked pictures with your child. If you feel like you should be taking naked pictures with your child, hey, that's you. But anyhow. That's the number. Call in. Let us know.
All right, let's get to the big news of the weekend for the most part. Just happened, was it yesterday? Did it drop yesterday?
Was it? Yeah, I think yesterday was Saturday night, Friday night, one of them.
Probably so. I didn't get
to it. I think it's Friday night.
Yeah, because, no, I didn't listen to it until Saturday.
Yeah.
But Remy Ma didn't drop the damn bomb on damn. She didn't drop the bomb on Nicki Minaj's ass.
When I tell you, she fucking ate Nicki Minaj up. She gave her 48 hours to reply. Nicki, we are still waiting.
The name of the song is called Sheether. And I you know, we I'm a hip hop head, and I just let y'all, because I've been asked 5-6 times what the hell does Sheether mean. All right, Nas came out with a song dissing Jay-Z called Ether.
Yeah.
You can look up what Ether means if you want to, you know what I'm saying? But it's called Ether. And, what's her name? Remy. She is pretty much making the girl version of it. Sheether, like she.
Yeah.
As opposed to he.
Yeah. Sheether. Yeah.
But that's where the name comes from, because people keep on asking what Sheether means.
Yeah.
So that's the name of the song. I'm gonna go ahead and play y'all a little snippet of it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my favorite parts. And we'll see what y'all think about it. I mean, not what y'all think, but just a little taste, because she went in. Good hip hop beef diss song, because whenever you have real facts in it,
real facts,
because it's real believable. We know that you was with Meek Mill and telling him all your business. Y'all talking about people, and I don't know Meek Mill personally, but he kind of come off a little feminine.
Yes,
yo, I don't know him personally. He comes off a little feminine. I knew, you know, so he didn't you know, it's when they fell out, he gonna run and talk like a little girl.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's how I know it's true, because people like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as they find out any little thing about you, they can't wait till y'all file out to go tell somebody the one shit that you didn't want to know.
Yeah. So keep your darkest secret to your damn self.
Right. And, you know, I don't feel bad for Minaj, her shit coming out, because She did Safari dirty.
Did him wrong.
She made that dude. That was her day one dude. She was with him. Because I was having a conversation earlier today. Nicki Minaj ain't really out there like a big ass hoe. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew she was with that one dude for a long ass time.
She said she was with him since she was 17.
And she kept that relationship, hidden for years.
Yeah. You didn't know who Safari was till they broke up.
And then 2 minutes later, we got somebody, she gonna be showing Meek Mill. We got someone want to speak on the subject. All right, caller, what we got to say today?
What's going on, man? It's TJ.
What's up, TJ?
What's up, T?
Chilling, man. Hey, for that right there, man, I don't think Remy Martin, I know she got a good background in history. She's a battle rapper and all that. But I don't think she's got nothing on Nicki. Like, I just think Nicki more lyrical. And I only really think Thay's on the beat, like, as far as, you know what I'm saying, rapping. And then on another thing, I just was reading on something about that, about Remy. She had a concert yesterday and didn't even know the words to the song. So I'm thinking Papoose wrote that.
That's possible. Papoose wrote that. So you don't think that Remy can rap? You think as far as just rapping that Nicki is a better rapper than Remy? Just rapping.
Yeah, better all around. Except battling. I don't think she can battle better than Remy, but
Remy Martin
is a battle rapper.
That's a battle song, dude. That's a battle song.
I mean, she didn't write it.
How we know? That's part of the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. Either way it goes.
Okay, we trying to find out if Nicki writing her.
Yeah. We'll put it like this. Even if she didn't write it, she said it. How about that?
Yeah.
It came out. To me, first of all, she killing her because, okay, Nicki, where your song is? She said, I'm going to give you 48 hours. I don't give a damn. She slaughtered her. She called your brother a pedophile, all that shit.
Them facts.
It wasn't nothing fathomable. I mean, she might not have fucked Trey Songz, but at the same time, I get it. I'm going to say some extra shit in there anyway. You know what I'm saying? Remy Ma don't make better music than Nicki, but you got to realize Nicki Minaj is just like Kevin Durant. She got a whole bunch of goddamn good teammates. You got Drake, you got Wayne, you got the Birdman, that's the boss, you got Steve Kerr, you get what I'm saying? Remy Ma ain't got shit nobody. She played for the Nets.
She got Fat Joe, who got kind of whack.
He sucks.
And we got localized Papoose.
That nobody knows. I can't even spell Papoose.
And he probably did write it.
He a battle rapper too, though.
So just to wrap it up. So you one of the people. So did you think that this song was whack or something?
Nah, it was a good song. That's what I'm saying. Everybody was good, I don't like how people saying she killing Nicki. She better than Nicki. She not better than Nicki to me. They wasn't rocking with her to that song. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm trying to say
is... They was on Nicki nuts before.
But Nicki ain't had no nuts that she ain't put no song out since she been with fucking Meek Mill. She think about it, T. She 2 years old, too, because she was with Meek Mill. What's the last good song she had? You can't name it.
That's true.
Let me put it in perspective for you, T. So, she got Meek Mill, and she can't drop no song. Meek Mill beefing with Drake.
Meek Mill's a battle rapper, too. He's a battle rapper, too.
She can't even go. She can't even get no song from Drake now. So she ain't did shit.
Yeah.
That's true. It all add up.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because it's like she when she went with me, she ain't put shit out. She couldn't write. Because Drake was like, you know what? Fuck you, bitch. I ain't helping you no more. Soon she left. That's what Remy Ma said. No sooner you left Meek Mill, you went start taking pictures with Meek Mill. I mean, you started taking pictures with Wayne and Drake right again. So you need some music.
Right. That's true.
All right, T, man. I appreciate you calling in. Anything else you want to add?
Nah, hey, man. That's it.
And don't be taking no naked pictures with none of your kids or no shit like that. That ain't cool.
Nah, I don't do that.
All right, T, man. Appreciate you calling.
All right, man.
We got T who said that he didn't. I guess he was trying to say that. I don't know if he really said it was overrated, but he was just saying there wasn't nobody on Remy.
Yeah.
And I get it. Remy been locked up for a high minute, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard to have buzz
when
if you be in jail.
If you get a broomstick in your pussy, it's hard to, it's hard to be. I get it. But you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say Pat Poops. He might not have wrote it, but he damn sure helped.
He probably did.
I know, because that's what he do.
So I'm just going from what people be talking about. So first thing they say, oh, Remy only worth such and such amount of money, and Nicki one got the most money. So what they got to do with your rapping? I mean, you seen that? Where they were like, well, Remy ain't worth, but her net worth ain't but $500,000.
Yeah.
But Nicki Minaj is worth $60 million. What the fuck they got to do with your rapping?
That ain't got nothing to do
with it. MC Hammer and who was he beating with a long time ago?
I don't know.
He was beating with somebody a long time ago. And MC Hammer had their damn bread.
Yeah.
And it was somebody good, man. Who was he beating with?
I don't know.
Damn. They just beating with somebody who was real good. It's like, they don't got nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying?
The money, though.
The money, man. Had nothing to do with it.
Because, if anything, y'all motherfuckers should be on Remy Ma, because she closer to the hood than y'all. Nicki ain't coming to your hood. You might, you liable to see Remy Ma in Walmart.
You might.
You ain't seen Nicki Minaj in Walmart. Ain't happening.
No, not at all. All right, so it got us to thinking, man. It's a good buzz going with music.
Great.
You know what I'm saying? Great buzz, man. People be starving for some interesting music besides You know, everybody gets tired of that, man. So we was thinking about the diss tracks, the best diss tracks you can think of. And is it the list? We doing top five diss tracks. I guess we'll go in order, probably. But, you know, it's real hard because there's people you're going to have to cut out.
Yeah.
Even though we would love to do 10, but we ain't got time for 5, 6, or 2 people. Jill, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Well, your list is going to be a little bit better than mine.
All right. What's your top five diss track?
My top five diss songs was, I played it for you earlier, was number five was the Gucci Mane versus
Jeezy.
The Young Jeezy. Stay Scrap was my number five. I liked it there. That was a good one. And I'm going to stay on the South, and I'm going to go with T.I. and Lil Flip.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one. Because he literally told, what Lil Flip at? I've been waiting on Lil Flip to show the tape for a long time.
Show the tape? Lil Flip was actually pretty good.
He was good. I like Lil Flip.
And he literally got his career killed.
He really literally got retired. He did the Shawn Michaels match. Get his ass out of here. And another one was, I told you the new one was Young Dolph versus Young Gotti.
You liking that one?
I like you. I like Young Dolph because I like the beast that, you know, that they say your name. Quit doing all this unsubliminal type shit. Say your motherfucking name. You got a problem with me, say my name.
And I actually read about it a little bit before I got here. I think they just shot up Young Duff's car.
Yeah, they shot it up.
They shot it up
before the show, and the nigga still done the show.
Oh, wow.
So they let me know.
It's getting real.
It's getting real. He a real nigga for doing it. You know, because most niggas get the shit shot up, you're going home. Right. That's number three. Number two, I got to go with The Game versus Meek Mill. I told you. if you're at home, I don't know the name of the song. Just get on YouTube and type Game versus Meek Mill diss.
And he went off on him and Benny Siegel.
He went off on him and Benny Siegel for 8 minutes. He went off. And hands down to me, the number one, that's probably going to be your number one, but I'm going to say it too.
Sure.
It's Tupac, hit him up.
Hit him up.
That's the greatest diss record. Is no other greater disser record ever besides when New Edition got script out their goddamn contract. That's the greatest diss I never seen. Gave them boys $1.38. That's the greatest diss I could never fucking see. That's my top five. What you got?
My top five, man. And this is ain't nobody talked about it in a while. But once I say it, you're gonna be like, oh yeah. We just mentioned the best thing about it right now is this. Remy Ma's verse got everybody talking. When the last time everybody was talking about a verse, like for real, like beside before this?
last verse I can remember that I talked about that you know let me tell you last verse you called me about. It wasn't a diss song,
sure.
But it was a Andre 3000 song on that T.I. song.
Oh yeah, he went off on that. But as far as the last time everybody was talking about music was when Kendrick Lamar had that verse on Control, that Control beat.
I forgot about that.
We talked about that for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
That one damn verse.
Yeah.
He went the fuck off.
He went off. I forgot about that. That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? That's the last, how everybody talking about this Remy Ma, ain't nobody talked about rap since then.
Yep.
This from the Control song all the way until now, ain't nobody talked about nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Not really.
You know what I'm saying?
That's going to hold weight.
So you remember that?
Yeah, that was good.
To the point, people, it wasn't even his song.
No.
They didn't care. The people, the other folks on the song, they don't even care.
Yeah.
Whenever you drop a verse that the other people on the song was good, but nobody give a shit,
you won. Yeah.
Like, I remember when, you know, this wasn't a beef, but when Jay-Z and Eminem had that song together, Renegade.
Yeah, Renegade, yeah.
Jay-Z went off, but Eminem fucking slaughtered it.
So it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was good.
But that's number five. I'm a, you know, what they say, a prisoner of the moment or whatever. I am feeling the Remy diss. So that's my number four. I know it's early to put it in there, but the reason why she in there is because everybody, you know, it made everybody think and say something. And two, I love the real facts about it.
Yeah.
That's better. So that takes me into my number three. Is Jay-Z's song Takeover when he was going against Nas. A lot of people thought Ether was better with Nas, but Nas had a few real facts, but he really just called Jay-Z gay a lot.
It was funny.
And so it was just funny.
It was good to me.
So, but the reason why I felt Takeover was better because it was real facts. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never heard of Takeover.
Well, I'll let you listen to it after the show. He went off on that song.
Was that the song on the Blueprint, the first?
Yeah, Blueprint.
Somebody else told me shit
sucks. Well, I listen to it. Well, that person, whoever listening, whoever said that, I don't know you, but you probably don't know rap then. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Or you don't know what you're listening to. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that was my number three. Number two. And it's funny because I didn't catch the name either. And it's on your list as well. That Game versus Meek Mill was fire.
It was good.
He went ham. And I know, because you got, you know, these things all are linked together because, you know, when you put in something like that, it makes you drop somebody off the list, like back to back from Drake.
Yeah.
Which was fire.
That's good.
Drake back to back was fire. But, I mean, I thought that the Game was better.
Game was better.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know what. We ain't even talking about Meek Mill's part. It didn't count.
That was trash.
And number one, I got rolled with Tupac. Hit him up.
The greatest
diss song ever.
What a video.
Video.
Go back and listen to Hit Him Up and watch the people that they had playing P. Diddy and Biggie Smalls. That's what makes the video even better. Because they had this fat black ass dude with that old cap that Biggie Smalls be wearing. It, man, it's epic. It's epic. I don't think that will never get top.
You don't think so?
You can't. It's just like Michael Jordan.
No matter what
you can win seven rings, it still ain't better than Elvis. You get what I'm saying? Like that's the greatest diss track ever.
We was listening to it before the show. And I was rapping the whole damn song. I was like, damn, I know every word to the damn song.
Them motherfuckers going off.
Every word. All right, we got somebody want to speak on it. Caller, who we got today?
Yeah, what's up? This Simo.
What's up, Simo, man? What you got to add to the show today, bro?
What's good, y'all, man? Y'all, I don't get to listen to y'all live, so when I get to listen live, I want to try to call in, and I want to speak on the beef.
Okay, what you got for me?
All right, I want to give y'all my top five. I mean, I got 10. I made a list already because I did this earlier today. I made a list.
Let's hit the top five.
Y'all want the top five?
Go ahead. It's our show. It's
100%.
Right. We know the fuck we
want to
do.
All right. Top five. Top five to me, Drake, back to back. Because.
Is it in order?
Yeah, it's in order. Yeah. All
right.
Drake back to back. He murderized him. First he did a diss song that people was like, huh, it's cool. And then he came with another song that was, it was a diss track, but it was like, a tight song. Like, that's what make it cool to me. Like, it was like a he made a right. He made a hit song that was a diss. So
yeah.
That's why it made to my top five. Number four is The Game 300 Bars and Running.
That's what
he murderized. About. He murderized G Unit for like 15 minutes. He talked
that.
About everybody.
I
for
forgot
15
you.
Minutes. on 10 on. It was like 10 different beats. He just went going ham for like 15 minutes on G-Unit. So that's number four. Number three is Dre Day. That's a classic to me. That's a classic difference. Number three. Number two, I put Nas Ether, but I'm with you, Shock. I put Jay-Z Takeover down, but it probably should have been a little bit higher on my list. I got it at seven, but.
Right.
I say Nas. His was better. I say Nas is better. And number one, I'm with y'all. I'm with y'all. Tupac, Hit Him Up. That's the greatest diss song of all time. It's not even close. The video, the song, he just went off. That's number one. It's easy. That's easy. That's easily the number one greatest diss song of all time.
Tupac in hell right now, dancing around, talking about Hit Him Up, him and the devil right now.
it's no comparison. That's number one.
Go ahead, Chris.
Now I was just about to say my follow up is I love like the beef stuff. Y'all know, I mean, Shocky, my brother, so you know, beef. The beef DVDs is like some of the greatest stuff they ever came out. Like, we still talk about it today. I'm glad that they got more beef coming up, so maybe they'll come out with a new one other than the one that was on the TV show. The DVDs was tight. The one that was on BET, that sucked.
Let me put you on the spot. What's one of your favorite quotes right now from any of the beefs? This is the first one you think off the top of your head.
Oh, of course it's going to be what's his name? Chingy. Chingy talking about Nelly. The Chingy and Nelly one. If y'all ever watch beef, y'all have to watch that. That's the funniest part on all the beef.
Which part? Wait, hey, what did he say, Chris?
Oh, he wanted. He was saying that Ali, which is Nelly's like best friend that's in the group. Everybody knows. Nelly, yeah. He's saying he want to be Nelly, but he sucks. that's the funniest thing of all time. Chingy saying that about Ali. He's like, he think he Nelly, but he sucks. Oh yeah, and then part two is definitely the part with Lil Flip and T.I. because he's
yeah,
the part where he talk about my daddy. He's like, that's my daddy. I can't. He my daddy.
He told Lil Flip, he said, I don't see how his daddy can get him out of a situation he did not put him in.
right, yeah. If y'all, and listeners, if y'all ever get a chance and y'all haven't watched it, watch Beef 3. I think it's on Beef 3. That one is probably the best one.
Okay,
yeah.
Then.
All right, C-Mo, man. Anything else you want to add before you get up out of here?
Oh, yeah, the one last thing. I don't know if y'all got enough time, but if y'all got enough time in the show, let me know what y'all feel makes a great diss record.
Okay. All right, we'll handle that.
I'll holler at y'all later.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, let's do it right now.
Yeah.
What makes a great diss record, Jim?
What makes a great diss record? First of all, you got to say the person's name. You got to say his name.
No subliminal.
You got to pick a beat that everybody can ride to and, you know, listen to over and over. Don't pick no bullshit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just pick something that I can play over and over and over and over. And the biggest thing to me when you beat with a motherfucker, you got to say their name. You got to say the name. I don't want to know, is he talking about
him? Do it need to be funny?
No, it has to stay some real.
Gotta have some real facts.
It gotta have some facts to the. You get what I'm saying? Like,
so if So if Remy, if her whole song would have been about Nicki Minaj booty shots, it wouldn't have been good.
It wouldn't have been good. Because we know that. You get what I'm saying?
But some people laugh at it.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be funny. But when you talk about your brother was a pedophile, which is true, you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if she asked Meek Mill that he couldn't fuck her for 3 months, but that seemed true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I know she probably didn't fuck Trey Songz, but you did do a song with him, so you might have fucked. You get what I'm saying? Like, he is Trey Songz. I get all the shit that she said. You know what I'm saying? So, it got to be some kind of, it can't be like, no, nigga. And,
right. Right. Let's get to these topics. Anybody want to get to these topics? 215-383-5878 if you want to call in. First subject of the day is can you respect the stay at home dad?
Listen, fellas, I gotta have somebody call in on this. Can you respect a stay at home dad? You want me to start this one off?
No job.
He sit at home.
Or is your job?
We talking about just.
We'll do with and without kids. When you say dad, so I guess we assume you got kids.
Yeah, that you got kids. We ain't talking about no motherfucker that.
You stay at the house.
Yeah, that don't count. Little lady.
Play Xbox and
make that
smoke
clear.
Weed.
Yeah, make that clear. Yeah, you right.
Y'all don't necessarily have to be married, but.
Yeah.
Y'all, but you got
stay
kids together and he don't work.
Exactly. And first of all, I think it's okay for a motherfucker to stay at home and be a stay-at-home daddy. If he got them cutting the grass, picking the kids up for school, and he got dinner ready for you, what's wrong with it? What you say? Hey, ain't nothing wrong. Hey, if you want to stay at home, if a bitch going to let me stay at home and not go to work, and she going to, if all the bills take care of, all I got to do is get a little Ray, little John up to school and get them at 2:30 and get them home and have your, I'm going to rub your feet when you get home and give you some meat.
So if he, So you're saying if he's taking care of the kids, you know, in defense of stay at home moms and all that stuff, it is kind of like a job. You know, you got to clean up.
Yeah.
You got to cook. You got to do laundry.
You got to suck. You got to fuck. When I say so.
When you the stay at home person, no excuses. You got to be ready for it. If we need the caveman to come, you got to be at home. You can't run no errands. No.
Nope.
You got to do that.
If I want a quickie on lunch break, come on with it. Snap, chop, chop, chop.
It's a real job.
It's a job. So, as a man, do I'm going to do it? No. But is it okay to do it? I think it is.
So, if you are the man and you're doing that, do you lose the final say-so? Because you're supposed to be the head of the household, but you don't contribute to the bills.
I hate to say this.
Do you lose your? Is she the woman of the house and you not the man of the house?
She the woman of the house. If she bringing in the money, even though the Bible say,
right,
follow the man. If she bringing home the biscuits, you better whip and prepare them bitches.
I agree.
That's my opinion. If you're gonna be a stay at home dad, when she say goddamn,
okay. I've known about this situation before. So does the stay at home parent, whether it's the guy or the girl, deserve money for it?
Ooh.
It is a job. I think they do
because
I don't know how much.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Do they deserve some money?
Minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, depends on what you do. And I'm talking about the shit that you can
But you paying for all the food you're cooking.
Yeah.
You're paying for the school clothes. You paying for the lights. You paying for all the stuff. Do you still? I mean, I personally, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I personally feel like they should get paid, but I can understand if you don't pay them either.
Yeah.
Because you paying for a lot of shit already.
No, your ass don't get paid.
You don't get paid? You flip?
I change my mind. Because if you're going to sit here and you're doing all the work, that's part of you getting to stay at home. That's a treat.
But they do a lot. Stay at home person do a lot.
They get to sleep when they feel like sleeping too. Guess what? When your job tell your black ass be up there at 7:30, where you?
You there at 7? You stay at 7:15.
when she can say, oh, I'm gonna get that grocery list up. You ain't getting groceries every day.
You can do everything on your own time when you're at home.
So you don't get paid because you can do everything when you feel like, just as long as you got the kids and you clean up.
Other than probably taking the kids to school, you can take a day off on anything, can't you?
You can take a day off on anything.
Cause I don't want to watch this today. I do it tomorrow.
What's she going to say? What he going to say? Well, she going to come home and be like, why you ain't clean up? Bitch, I called in. I ain't do it because, I got called in.
As a man, how do you tell your woman, you know what, I don't feel like taking the kids to school today. She ain't going to fight you.
You know, you let the kids stay at home too. Just miss school day. Then your mom used to let me. My mom used to give me 3 days when you could just be like, I ain't going to school.
Really?
My mom used to let me do that. if I be like, my mom want to go to school day, well, all right.
That's why your ass can't pass the algebra now then.
Yeah, you're right. that's why
you can't pass the algebra right now.
Yeah, that's why I got special ed GED. That's why I tell people that I got literally a special ed GED. This shit say GED special.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just going through my notes, man. Honestly, some people, you know, it don't make sense because I was in this situation before. Sometimes it don't make sense for them to work if you got kids.
Exactly.
And the reason why I say that is because childcare is expensive. If your woman or your man or whoever who's staying at home,
mm-hmm.
Go out and get a job and they ain't making but minimum wage, that shit don't even afford childcare. That shit $400. Some of that shit
$150 a week. Think about it. That's a lot. They had a thing on WASL talking about child care too high.
And that's if you got one.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had twins in this bitch.
Picture if you crazy kid. He got nine kids.
That don't mean nothing because he stay out on the scene.
Yeah. Crazy kid got nine children. They all 3 years old. I don't know how the hell he did it. By the same
one. Crazy K got four tax checks this past week.
What?
I don't know. That mother probably make some bread. He probably owed the government.
He owed the government.
He make that bread.
He owed.
Crazy K make that bread.
Hopefully, let me claim one on.
He got to pay taxes. Yeah. He a Republican too, yeah. Like your ass.
No, I ain't no Republican.
You're a Republican.
I just didn't vote.
So, yeah, man, child care is expensive as fuck, man. So it don't even make sense for some people to work.
No, it don't. I wish I could stay at home.
So you say no on paying them? Paying the guy or the girl?
The guy or the girl don't get paid. Hell no. Nah. Yes, don't never get paid because you own your own time.
So, okay. We're putting in the scenario of the guy being a stay-at-home dad. How could you? I don't think I personally can't respect it because I can't call me a control freak or whatever. I personally can't let her make the rules like that on me. Cause she bring home the money, she earned that respect.
Yeah.
And right. She the woman of the house.
Yeah. And I agree. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not gonna be no stay-at-home. I'm just saying it's okay to do it.
She call you. Hey, I need you to make chicken Alfredo tonight. You gotta get your ass up and do it.
Fuck that.
Pizza.
You can't get no pizza because she got the money.
Oh, then you get to complain about when you join account. They don't need joint account.
They ain't need joint account. So with that being said, fellas, take your ass to work for real. That's what I say. That's my personal opinion. Take your ass to work. But if you is gonna stay home, if you got a chick that's gonna let you stay at home and do nothing, and y'all, you know what I'm saying? That's fine. That, you know, I'm behind you, bro. I also lost my life. I am with you. If you gonna stay at home, but I wish I could stay at home, cause going to get in that mail truck ain't fun when it's raining. I'd be wanting like, damn, I should have been stay at home dad.
All right, we got this last topic we're doing today. If you got something to mention about this last topic, we just did the numbers 215-383-5878. The last topic is why lie. Basically, you know, why do we lie to women, or why they lie to us?
Yeah.
Just why lie? You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, why lie? You know,
I'm gonna ask you this.
Why we lie?
Why do you lie? Would you lie because you fear to? I'm trying to break
you. Do you lie because you care about them or because you don't care?
I think you need to lie sometimes. Sometimes you just need to lie for the hell of it.
Why you say that, G?
Keep it relationship interesting. You can say, if you in one of these stale ass born after relationship, make up a lie.
Or you could just get you a white girl and move to Coleman.
Yeah.
That you know, Arab. That's interesting. You can tell you then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need that much spice in my life. I'm straight. It's hard enough. It's hard enough trying to make it out, roll out of bed without getting lynched.
Well, yeah, you're right. But sometimes it's good to lie. We lie all the time. You call in to work and say, I'm sick. You ain't sick. You just didn't feel like going.
Right.
Sometimes you ain't going to call in and just be like, shit, I ain't coming.
So what reasons you got to lie? You said because
you lie if you cheat.
You lie when you cheat. Do you lie to spare their feelings?
Yeah, you lie to keep your relationship. Hell yeah, you lie. Hell yeah, you lie all the time. You better tell a lie.
Or do you lie to them because you don't? Or if you tell the truth and you hurt their feelings and make them mad, you don't give a shit if you rip their damn heart out. Fuck them.
Fuck
them. That's telling the truth. Telling the truth gets you in trouble sometimes too.
Telling the truth is worse than telling a lie.
Biggest lie. We talk. I'm gonna keep on bringing up this topic till we have a real good debate about it.
Yeah.
One of the biggest lies that women tell is, "Tell me the truth, I ain't gonna get mad."
That's the worst lie.
That's a fucking lie.
That's the worst lie ever.
You go ahead and tell me, I ain't gonna get mad. I wish you would have been honest with me. Shit.
No sooner you do that,
it's over.
It's over. It's a wrap.
You
me personally, I'm lying. Sometimes you gotta lie. I'm telling you, sometimes you gotta lie just because. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell the truth all the time. You don't want to tell the truth. The truth is boring.
I think everybody's a liar, man. Everybody's a liar to a certain extent.
Yeah.
When you first meet somebody, you lie when you make a damn resume.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you lie, especially when you meet somebody and you know you're interested in. You said, like, I think some comedian probably said this already. But you send your representative and who you want them to think you are.
Yeah.
And hopefully you get the push before you find out you're a fucking fraud.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All those frauds.
Because everybody ain't a boss.
Nope.
You a party promoter. You're not the club owner.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? You you know, you ain't making the money you say you're making.
Mm-mm. I told a bitch a good lie.
What'd you say?
That bitch that I hit last week, she was like, I just club or whatever. She said, where you work? I said, I'm the postmaster.
Postmaster.
I ain't found no mail, man. I'm right. The postmaster. She went home meeting.
So everybody fake until you get the pussy, basically.
You fake until you make it.
Girls lie all the time.
All the fucking time.
They lie about they'll paint that nobody wanna talk to them.
Don't nobody want me.
Ain't nobody. Ain't, if you look like anything,
somebody wants you.
Somebody wants you. Inbox is on fire.
Women.
Text message galore.
Guess what? If the women.
You somebody's queen right now.
Yep.
Queen this, queen that.
Good morning, beautiful.
I'll rub your feet.
I'll do anything.
Lying.
Lying.
He lying to you, and you lying to everybody else about nobody wanting you.
Yeah.
Because everybody got somebody. How serious it is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody got somebody.
That you talking to or represent, you represent somebody.
Let me tell you something, Jill. Something about myself. You know what I'm saying? My chicks I didn't talk to today. Well, if we real close, I didn't let them know because I'm not necessarily a liar like that. But what I will do is lying by omission. You know what that means, Jill?
Hell no. I know what missionary means, though.
Lying by omission means when you don't lie to their face, you just don't tell them. You don't tell them shit. So you let them assume what they want to assume.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't, like, let's just say, gosh, I can't think of a good example off the top of my head, but basically you just don't tell them some shit. You know, if you let them think what it is, you can go. You just say the truth is, what you tell them is, hey, I'm finna go to the store, and I'll be back in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You go to the store, you back in 30 minutes. But what you didn't tell them is in that 30 minutes you ducked off somewhere,
getting some heat,
and came back in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You lied by omission.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't lie to their face.
No.
You said what you did, but you didn't tell them all you did.
No.
And I've been, you know, not necessarily the cheating part of it, but that, you know, I lie about missing all the time. I only tell you what you need to know and what you ask.
I just lie out.
If you ask me, I tell you the truth. But if you don't ask, it didn't happen. If you didn't see me, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. And don't never volunteer no information.
Never.
Never. I don't give a damn what it is. I ain't volunteering.
But, do you lie by omission?
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Some people, I just talk, and I live by that. You know what I'm saying? And it made me feel like a good person because I don't lie to your face.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me, I tell you the truth.
And you ask me, I'm still lying.
You know what I'm saying? But I will lie by omission. I will lie by omission. And I just recently told, that that's almost as bad as lying to their face. And I don't agree with that, but that's what was said.
No, it ain't.
And that's the ultimate trying to spare your feelings.
Yeah. I ain't finna tell. And I hate when a motherfucker tell me the truth. First of all, ladies, I'm the wrong nigga to tell the truth to. Don't come over here telling me, yeah, you can come over. We ain't having sex, though. You should lie to me.
Because
I ain't coming.
It ain't no Netflix and chill.
Nope.
Well, I ain't buying no. I'm not
buying
no
pizza.
Eat?
We ain't gonna eat. I ain't doing none of that. It's over. You should tell me. Don't tell somebody to kill your damn, well, I thought, you get what I'm saying? You can't kill my dream before I get over here. You get what I'm saying?
Taking advance, they ain't gonna do nothing. How the hell you know you ain't gonna fuck nothing?
Yeah.
How you talking about that playing time?
Yeah, how you know what we ain't gonna do?
We ain't gonna fuck. What do you mean we ain't gonna fuck? You just tell me I have no ability to make you change your mind between now, the beginning of the date and whenever you go home. So you gonna tell me, unless you bleeding or something wrong with you?
Yeah.
How you gonna tell me we ain't fucking?
Hey.
If I can't get you in the mood, we probably don't even talk.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you tell me you a nun, that means I don't need none of you. I need to be gone.
we talked about it a long time ago.
Yeah.
How you gonna tell me we ain't fucking? How the hell you know? How you made your mind up that fast?
You don't like me.
You don't know if you. Because once I bring out the massage oil, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's probably gonna go down 9 times out of 10.
Yes.
Go ahead and turn the candle. Put the candle on. Bring out the massage oil. And who does massages fully clothed anyway?
I
can't get to you. You got to take your shirt off. Take your shirt off. Your bra strap is kind of in the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Next thing you know, a whole titty in your mouth.
Do you want you want your lower back? I think I feel a little tension. Hey, Gia, that's what we always say, don't we? I feel tension right here. You only got tension on your ass.
Yeah. Right. Have you ever been getting a massage and went straight to that? You know what? Fuck your back.
Yeah, I feel all this tension. Massaging your lower back, your whole tramp stamp. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Your tension is in your inner thigh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel the tension right there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's what I
mean. Women, I hope y'all, in 2017, I hope y'all still ain't falling for that. If you ain't no damn athlete, why the hell you got tension in your lower back? You know what I'm saying?
And you sit behind a desk.
You sit at a desk all day.
Man, you crazy.
Am I lying though?
You ain't lying.
I didn't say it at all. I mean, I could give to you, but your bra strap came away. Let me just go unhook it.
Yeah.
Let me just unhook it. You ain't got to take it all the way off.
Man, I done done some crazy. A bitch can goddamn. I don't do massage for real. I don't. I go straight for the. I'm keeping you on your neck. Oh yeah, you come sit on my couch. Next thing you know, we watch a movie. Next thing you know, I'm sucking on your titty. I ain't got no oil, no nothing. I ain't got.
You ain't did no foreplay, none.
I ain't did no foreplay. I got goddamn. I cut the lamp on. When that lamp light come on, that big light go off. You know what time it is. Thank you. All right,
man. I hope y'all enjoyed the show this time, man.
Gia,
you got anything else you
want to
add today?
Hey, all I got to say, if you beefing with somebody, smack their ass and make a song about it.
Say their name. All right. This has been 100 Proof Radio, episode 21. Man, we got to do something special for 25. We got to.
Well, especially 30.
As opposed to 25?
25.
All right, 30 sound better. Whatever. Hey, GA, you made the rule. That's what we do. All right, man. Y'all be easy, man.
Escobar season has returned. It's been a long time. Coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now.
This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me? You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop.